question. Will we be working more or less in future?
I think we'll actually be working about the same, but the way we work will be very, very different. We've worked 9 to 5 for the last couple of hundred years, Monday to Friday, and Industrial Revolution made sense. We all had to be together in one place at one time to get things done, and weekends were because of religion, mostly. Not that either of those are not important anymore, but they seem not to be the criteria that we choose to make our decisions by. And what we're going to see is increasingly project and task, that people will do something, do a job, do it to a great level, do it, exceed everybody's expectations, and then take some time off or move on to another task or do something else without having to feel that they have to fill up their 9 to 5.
I know in places like France, they've got a reduced hours and working week. What kind of models are already in place overseas which we could potentially have here in Australia?
I think we've actually got some good ones in Australia too that we're using. So we've got, at the moment, we've got with some industries RDOs, days off, where people can choose to work 9 days and take a Monday off. That's happening in building industry. We've got FIFO, fly-in, fly-out workers, that will move into a space, work really, really hard for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and then take 2 or 3 weeks off. We have nurses and doctors that work that way as well. So the answer really is more about what's relevant to the industry. Some industries could never work that way. We need our hospitals there, we need our doctors there, you need to be on air at a particular time. Makes sense. Time is what the criteria is. But for lots of other careers, lots of other jobs and things that need to be done, that can be done anywhere at any time.
What's the benefit for businesses when having this kind of working flexibility? Yeah.
There's lots, and often the big end of town sees it in a very practical sense, because they don't have a lot of employees in at any particular time, so they can have smaller offices, they have smaller resourcing, you don't need 100 computers for 100 people, for instance. So that end of it is quite, makes the bottom line far better. Also, they find productivity increases, because as human beings, we know what we have to do. We don't really need someone standing over us. So if we're doing it in a really effective manner, they tend to find that work gets done quicker, swifter, and often far better, because people are laser concentrated on it.
Morris, one of my girlfriends, she works for a big banking company where she's actually encouraged to work at least 1 or 2 days a week from home. Are we going to be seeing more people either working from centralised hubs or from home in future?
I think so. Again, depending on the industry and the relevance of that. We're already seeing a big push, and your girlfriend is really one of the vanguards. It doesn't make sense often for us to actually be anywhere specific, because we're at the end of a phone, we're at the end of a bit of technology, for instance, like a laptop or a phone, a mobile phone. So we could do that from anywhere. So yes, well, I think we'll see lots more of that where it's relevant.
And how does this impact on regional businesses?
I think for regional, it's actually a boon. What we can do now is we can shift a lot of work into the regional areas, because we don't need people to be physically anywhere. They can, of course, do it from their own homes or from regional hubs. And we're seeing that with governments who are shifting the work across. Regional areas also have the ability to work digitally, so they can connect up through a whole lot of devices with people that are working in urban areas, but they can also sell their own products and services online, and that's increasing as well. So much more opportunity, because regional, of course, is always stuck by geography, physical geography. And if we can do away with that and have digital geography, which means they can touch anywhere on the planet, it makes life and work far more possible.
And Morris, do you think maybe in future in Australia, what will our working weeks look like? I pray for a 3-day weekend.
For some people, I think the 3-day weekend will be a reality, but I think it's going to be more dynamic. I think there will be less certainty about people having a particular time or day off, like a weekend, and it'll be more about when it's relevant to that person or that family for them to take that time to get together or to attend the school plays or whatever else they want to do. So definitely more fluidity, less rigidity around it.
I look forward to those days, Morris. Thank you so much for taking a peek into the future of working in Australia.
A pleasure.